Praise the Lord. This morning I'm going to preach about trees. You know, there's a lot of good things about trees in Scripture. Of course, we start off in the book of Genesis and find out about the tree of life. And the book of Revelation, we hear about the tree of life and that its leaves are for the healing of nations. And a lot of messages talked about trees, how that man got into trouble with one tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but he was redeemed out of that trouble on another tree, that is the tree of Calvary. All those things are good, but that's not what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about the believer as a tree. At least two or three times or more in Scripture, it tells us in God's Word that His people are like a tree. So since the Scripture says that we're like a tree, well, then it's all right to preach about trees. Not only that, but Jesus commanded us in Luke 21:29 to look at the fig tree and all the trees. So we're going to take a look at all the trees this morning. Praise the Lord. Let's begin with Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61, the passage that we have recorded that Jesus read out of the book when it was delivered unto him, where it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach good tidings of the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, opening of the prison those that are bound," and so forth. And then in Isaiah 61:3, going on, it says, "To console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified." Trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. Then look in the 92nd Psalm, Psalm 92. Come on, get those fingers warmed up. Let's go. Psalm 92. Begin reading in verse 12, Psalm 92:12. "The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree." Hallelujah. I'm glad that I'm the righteous in Christ Jesus. Two or three others are glad too. I'm glad that it wasn't something I had to work for or earn. I'm glad it's something that I received as a gift. Or you'd never made it. I might have, but you probably wouldn't have. No, none of us would, because we've all fallen short, haven't we? I'm glad it's a gift of righteousness, aren't you? Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm righteous in Christ Jesus, because He's been made righteousness unto me. And I'm glad that I'm flourishing. Hallelujah. Let people call it heresy if they want. Let people call it selfishness if they want. Let people call it wrong if they want. But in my Bible, all the way through, I see that God is a God that blesses His people. I see that God is a God of abundance, and that God is a good God, and He doesn't withhold good things from those that fear and reverence Him. Hallelujah. I see that God's people flourish. They prosper. They are healthy. Praise God, they were blessed coming in and blessed going out. Praise God. Let somebody else have their persecution complex and let them enjoy being the tail instead of the head. Let them believe that it's wrong to believe that God is good if they want. But I'm just going to believe what I see the Bible tells me. God is a good God, a God of abundance, a God that is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Not a thief, but a giver. Living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Materially, physically, socially, whatever it is we need for our enjoyment, well, He's the one that supplies it. Hallelujah. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. Hallelujah. He is my rock. There is no unrighteousness in Him. Praise God. So We're the trees of the Lord, the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. We're flourishing in the courts of our God. And we're going to bear fruit even in old age and stay fresh and flourishing even while we do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now look at the first psalm, Psalm number 1. Praise God. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Verse 3, he shall be like a tree. He shall be like a tree. Well, we've been called sheep and different things, and all those different things are Bible examples. It's all right. But I want you to begin to see yourself not just as a sheep, but to begin to see yourself as a tree from this day forward. Hallelujah. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then in Jeremiah chapter 17, if you'll look there with me, please. Jeremiah 17. If you don't know where Jeremiah is, we'll go toward the back of your Bible from Psalms. You'll run into it eventually. It's not too far. I'll wait a moment. Jeremiah 17. We'd like to begin reading in verse 5. Jeremiah 17:5. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength. Now I'd like to stop there and point out to you that God is not saying, I'm going to curse a person that trust in man. He just says they're already cursed, doesn't he? And whose heart departs from the Lord, for he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. Now you know, in salty soil, in a dry area, a little old shrub isn't going to grow very fast or very far, is it? That's what he's saying. The Lord is giving us a picture image here. He's saying that somebody that trusts in man, whether it's just your own ability or your brothers or your mothers or your sisters or whoever it is, if you're putting your trust in man, if it's your government, your Social Security, your banker, your stockbroker, your investments, if you're putting your trust in man, you're under a curse. And you're not going to end up doing very well. But that's not the end of the story, thank God. Verse 7 says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. Hallelujah. Now this person could still have a banker, a stockbroker, a government, a brother, a sister, a mother, and they could all be a blessing to him, but he's not putting his trust in them. Or a job. This says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. Well, this morning, if you trust in the Lord and the Lord is your hope, then you're blessed. And here's the way that God sees you. Way you are. Verse 8, he shall be like a tree. Again, we find God's people talked about being like a tree. He shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but her leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Praise God. Because it has the underground supply, the hidden source. It says, even when the heat comes, the leaf is still green. When the drought comes, even if it lasts longer than a month or two, even if it lasts all year. In the year of drought, it says that this person will not cease yielding fruit. Praise God. Yes, calamity may come. Yes, problems may come. But this person who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord, and is not just trusting in the arm of the flesh and looking to man as his source, this person is blessed like a tree that has spread its roots out and they've reached clear to the river. Praise God. So even when the hard times come, you've got a hidden source. And that's the first thing I'd like to talk about a tree. Jesus said, look at the trees. He said throughout the word that his people are like a tree. So we're going to consider some things about a tree. The first thing I like to consider is that you cannot see a tree's source of supply. Can you? It's underground, isn't it? It's hidden. It gets its paycheck underground. It gets its sustenance, its food underneath, doesn't it? You can watch a tree and you don't see it. Somebody come up and, well, most trees, that is. You don't see them come up and water them. I realize some people water their trees, especially when they're small. But a tree's source of supply is hidden from sight. And that's the way ours is too. We walk by faith, not by sight. Sometimes it may look like our outward source is cut off. But praise God if we know that our roots go deep into the Lord Jesus Christ. We know we've got an inexhaustible supply. We know He's not going to let us starve to death. We know He's not going to let us be kicked out on the street and freeze to death. Because He's a good God. He loves us more than we love our children. He desires good things. And He gives good things to them that will call upon Him, them that will ask Him. Praise the Lord. So we have a hidden source of supply. Those around us, those in the world, may wonder, well, how do you make it? Well, praise God, we've got a hidden source of supply because we're like a tree. And our root system reaches out into the river of God, the river of life, the river that there is no lack to. Hallelujah. That river that flows from the throne of God. Glory to God. Praise God. I like this, which spreads out its roots by the river, will not fear when heat comes, but her leaf will be green, will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. That's another thing I would like to talk about a tree, is that things may come and go, but it just stays there being a blessing. A tree is a blessing in several ways. First, provides shade, and that is a blessing, not only for man, but for animals. Well, anyway, things may come and go, but the tree just keeps on staying there where it's planted, being a blessing, not only blessing with shade, but with its fruit. Whether that, not all trees produce fruit, though, many do. Whether they be nuts, apples, oranges, peaches, whatever. But also a tree is a blessing because it is involved in soil erosion prevention. It holds the soil in place, the topsoil, so it doesn't wash away down to the muddy Mississippi. Not only that, but it's involved in enriching the soil. You go into the woods, the forest, and the tree leaves or needles have fallen down and provided the humus. And there's a real rich soil. Why? Because the tree is a giver. Hallelujah. Gives of itself. It's a blessing. The tree, whatever comes and goes, it just stays there being a blessing. Now, I'd like to underline the word for now, there. There. It stays there. You know, a lot of people, if a little difficulty comes along, it moves them just like that. If some little problem or a big problem, whatever the case may be, comes along, they say, well, I tried, bless God. I tried to walk in faith. I tried to be a Christian, but it just didn't work out. Well, the Bible says you're like a tree, so act like one. Somebody comes along and hurts your feelings, forgets to shake your hand. What do you do? Well, bless God, I'm going to go to another church across town where they're friendlier. Or whatever. Things may come and go, whether it's drought, dry preaching. But a tree just stays there being a blessing. The tree doesn't ask what its country can do for it. It asks what it can do for its country. The tree, no matter what, things do come and go. And they come and go in all of our lives. We don't appreciate the coming. But thank God, like somebody said, the most encouraging words to them in the Bible was, it came to pass. It didn't come to stay, it came to pass. We don't appreciate the coming, but trials and troubles and problems and things we face come to all of our lives. The Scripture tells us many are the afflictions of the righteous, but it doesn't stop there. It says, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Hallelujah. So we can appreciate the going. And even when it seems like it's coming, all hell is coming against us, all the problems are coming, we can be appreciative and thankful then too. Not because it's coming on us, but because we already know the end of the story and we know that it's going, that the Lord is going to deliver us, that it may be here for a season, it may be something we pass through, but we're going to pass through it, and the Lord is passing through it with us. We may encounter some fire and some deep waters, but the Lord said He'd be with us. Hallelujah. He'd walk with us, and He's walking with us to deliver us and to protect us and to keep us in it and bring it out, bring us out of it without even the smell of smoke on us as we trust in Him. Praise God. Praise God. You know, another thing about a tree is that if a tree has it too easy, develops a shallow root system. When Gerald Davis was here, he was talking about how the hurricane there in the Houston area had uprooted so many trees. But he said they have a real, real shallow water table, as you can imagine right there on the coast. They have a real shallow water table. So even though there may be gigantic trees, they didn't have a very big root system. And so when that wind came along, they fell over. Now, it's the same way in a Christian life. I'm not saying that God is teaching us by using the devil's problems. I'm not saying that having a problem is going to make you strong. But I am saying that if you just float through your Christian life, you never face any problems, you never have any opportunities to believe God, well, most likely you're just going to float along, and instead of pushing your roots down deep into God's Word and drawing out the strength that you need, you're just going to be sort of a surface Christian, and then when something big does come along, you're liable to get blown over by it. Now, I'm not bringing out some new theology saying that, well, God wants to teach us through our trials and troubles. No, not at all. He's going to teach us through the Word. But most of us, are not going to get into the Word that much unless we need to. And if you need to, so you can have something to eat tomorrow, you're going to learn how to pray real fast. At least you're going to jump into the prayer battle, aren't you? You're not going to say, I don't think I feel like praying today. Are you? So all I'm saying is not to ask God for a calamity, but just saying that just because you face a problem isn't the worst thing in the world that could happen to you, because you're roots do go down into the Lord Jesus Christ if He's your Lord and Savior. And all you need to do is just begin to draw out that strength from Him and just hang on. Praise God. And what will happen is you do, as you experience victory and deliverance and answers to prayer and your faith working in your life, you'll just be that much stronger and that much more rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus, so that the next time if the devil throws a bigger storm at you, you'll be ready. You'll be able to look back and say, God delivered me that time, and God answered my prayer that time, and He isn't going to forsake me now. Even though it looks like there's no way out, even though it looks bad, even though it feels bad, even though it smells bad, I'm coming out. Hallelujah. I'm rising to the top, and nothing can keep me down. I'm going to stand. Having done all, I'm going to stand, because my roots go deep, and my source may be hidden from human sight, it may be even hidden from my sight, but it's there. My source is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Another thing about a tree is that it's stable and dependable. It doesn't jump around. You say, well, what are you trying to step on my toes for? Hey, you got the right idea. I'm trying to step on a few toes. Only trouble is most of those toes are not here. But you know, we as Christians, I would be the last person in the world to try to put any guilt on anyone. But we as Christians, so many times, we're so wishy-washy, aren't we? All we want to do, I've been guilty of it in the past myself, but all we want to do is, you know, run around here or there. Where can I get a blessing? You know, just about when somebody wants you to do something, well, you're not there, you know, whatever. But a tree, it's stable and dependable. Praise God. It doesn't jump around. You can always count on a tree being there, can't you? Can't you? How many of you have trees around where you live? Most of you do. Well, do you ever go out and find that tree's moved? You say, dear God, I wonder where that tree went during the night. It's probably hiding in my backyard. Where'd that willow tree go? It was here just yesterday. It must be off in the park playing with its friends. Dear God, whenever I need some shade, it's never around. You never experience that, do you? The tree is there. Praise God. It's stable. It's dependable. You can depend on it. I appreciate people that you can depend on. Hallelujah. Don't you? In your life, don't you appreciate people that you can depend on? Well, I'm sure the Lord Jesus Christ is no different. I want to be one of those people that He can depend on. Don't you? Amen. Be like a tree. Stable, dependable. Not just jumping around. Not always saying, well, what can you do for me? What can my country do for me? What can my church do for me? What can you do for me? But what can I do for you? Praise God. Hallelujah. You know another thing about a tree is no matter what its losses, doesn't sit there and complain or groan or mumble. Just grows back, doesn't it? Hallelujah. It may have some losses. May lose a branch. Some fat ape may set on it and break off, or lightning strike it. You know, there's a lot of different things that can happen. And a branch breaks off, and it can be the same in our lives. We sometimes face losses. Losses in our family, losses in faith, losses in finances, setbacks, things that seem like they're devastating to us. Sometimes we face losses, some people do, of their physical members. Maybe they lose a leg, lose an arm, lose an eye. So many people, they're tempted just to give up, to quit. Well, I worked for 50 years making this money, and then I lost it all this year, and I'm old, and bless God, I just don't know if I can do it again. Well, Hallelujah. You'll still be flourishing even in old age. Fresh and flourishing. Glory to God, because your roots go down deep into the everlasting God. Hallelujah. If you lose a branch, you can grow another one. Praise God. Even if it's your main branch, well, you can come back off. Even if they cut you off and leave nothing but the trunk, you can shoot out some new shoots. Praise God. You can come back. You're like a tree. You got that root system. Goes down deep, rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus. You can come back. Sure you can. You're like a tree. The planting of the Lord. And the Lord doesn't plant bad trees. Hallelujah. If you're a tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, well, He planted good, strong, sturdy, healthy stock. You're strong in the Lord. You can come back. Another thing about a tree is it's thick-skinned. Its bark is worse than its bite, but neither one of them are going to hurt you. I'll say that again. A tree is thick-skinned. Its bark is worse than its bite, but neither one of them are going to hurt you. I'll say that again. Ah, never mind. A tree's bark won't hurt you. And it's a silent bark, isn't it? Well, we as Christians need to be silent a lot of times. We need to be thick-skinned. Well, you should have heard what they said about me, and I just don't like it, and my feelings get hurt, and you know how I am. I'm just a person that just has to say what I think, and that's what I think, and I said it, and We need to be thick-skinned. You know a tree, somebody can carve their initials in it. They can take an axe and chop it halfway through. Doesn't do a thing, does it? It just stays there, keeping on being a blessing. It doesn't go, "Oh, ouch, you hurt me. Don't do that. I'm sensitive. Don't hurt my feelings. Don't you know that I can't stand that?" Well, God's people, we're like a tree. Praise God. We need to confess it. I'm thick-skinned. I'm slow to take offense. I don't keep any track of wrongs done to me. Hallelujah. We find that from 1 Corinthians 13, where it talks about how love acts. So we're like a tree. We're thick-skinned. Bless God. Let them take cuts at us and make those cutting remarks and cut us up into pieces and break our heart. We're not going to retaliate. Hallelujah. What are we going to do? We're just going to stay there and keep on being a blessing. Keep on giving the shade. Keep on giving the good fruit. Hallelujah. Keep on being a blessing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now another thing about a tree is that it's always growing, isn't it? You don't see it growing. You can't feel it growing, but it's always growing. And that's the way you are as a Christian. I'm sure sometimes the devil tries to discourage you and make you think, "Well, I'm not growing as fast as I ought to," or "What's the matter with me?" Well, just keep your roots in Christ Jesus and His Word. You're growing. The devil may try to tell you different. Now, if you've been off playing in the park with your friends instead of staying rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus, well, maybe you're not that much stronger than you were a year ago. If you've turned your back on the Lord and hadn't been drawing any nourishment from Him, well, maybe that's the case. But if you've been walking with the Lord, you're growing. You're growing. Praise God. You know, the Christian life, there's two places I'm thinking of. One of them is in in Ephesians, what does it say in Ephesians? Well, you've all read Ephesians. You know what it says. You don't need me to tell you, do you? Praise the Lord. Well, I know it's over there where it talks about we walk our walk. I don't need to get into that, but it's just a matter that the Christian life is a walk, like it tells us over in Isaiah, what is it, chapter 40? I'll just look that up and read it to you. I'm sure you're familiar with the verse, but this is the other one I was thinking of, where it says, "They who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." I always thought that was kind of backwards, you know, that you're more likely to faint when you walk. But the main part of the Christian life is a walk. It's not always exciting like running a race. It's not always something even strenuous. It's something that can just get boring, just walking along. Well, you know, bless God, why hadn't I seen any more manna fall from heaven today, you know, just because I'm here in the promised land. Where's all the miracles? Or, you know, what's this or that? Or why don't we have a better preacher? Or, you know, why isn't my wife better? Why isn't my husband better? You know, why aren't things happening faster? Whatever. You just get tired and bored of walking. You know, you want to jump around like a kangaroo or run, something exciting, but it's a walk. You got to learn and know how to do both. Praise God. You got to learn how to be steady and not just be swayed by every feeling that comes along, because that's not walking by faith. That's walking by feelings. Hallelujah. And the part there in Ephesians, somewhere there in Ephesians. Well, the first person to find it, we'll give them a gold star. Anyway, it's not important, I guess. Walk. It's about walking. Well, a lot of people have a lot of good ideas, but I haven't seen any of them. I mean, I haven't heard any of you clearly. I don't see anything in 4:14 that says anything about walking. That does talk about care to with everyone to doctrine. 5:2, walk in love. Well, that's good enough. Let's quit messing with that. Get on with the show. You know, it is bad when you have a bad preacher, but bless God, a tree can stand there and take anything. And you're thick skin, aren't you? There's a lot of things in the Scripture talk about walking, and the Christian life is walking. Oh, I know what I was thinking of. It's as you've received Christ Jesus, so walk ye in Him. Well, that's, you're supposed to walk in Christ Jesus. The Christian life is a walk. Now, it's all right to run and jump once in a while, but you need to learn how to walk, just to live day to day, being faithful, faithful in prayer, faithful in fellowship with the Lord, faithful in the Word, and that's the next thing I like to talk about, a tree. A tree gathers its own nourishment. Now, little bitty trees, especially ones that ones that man plants, they require some outside help, or at least we give it to them. We water them for a while until they begin to get rooted. But after a tree gets going and growing and gets bigger, you don't have to water a tree, do you? A tree will take care of itself, won't it? Praise the Lord. And even if it's in a dry area, even out in the eastern plains of Colorado, once you get that tree established and started and it gets its roots sunk down, it'll take care of itself. You don't have to come by with a water truck every day and water it. And that's the way a Christian is supposed to be. We're supposed to be able to gather our own nourishment. Praise God, even if we're in a dry place. You know, I think churches should be good, and I think people should be fed the Word of God that will build them up and so forth. But I think also that every single Christian ought to learn and realize that they're capable and responsible for reading the Bible for themselves. Woe be unto you if all you ever do is listen to what I have to say as far as your spiritual nourishment. Now that's a good start, if I may say so myself. But that's only the beginning. A tree will gather its own nourishment. you need to learn to get in the Word of God and study it for yourself and feed on it for yourself. You need to do that because you're like a tree. You're God's person. You're like a tree. So act like one. Gather your own nourishment. Yes, listen to what Kenneth Copeland has to say. Yes, listen to what Kenneth Hagin has to say. That's one way of gathering your nourishment. But don't just rely on them to come feed you. You put out your roots in the Word and begin to draw in that nourishment yourself. What are you going to do if Kenneth Hagin dies? Or me? Or anyone else? You get into the Word of God and you learn how to feed yourself as well. Now, don't get the haughty attitude, well, bless God, I don't need anybody. I'm not going to listen to anybody. I know everything. That's not what I'm talking about. Because the Bible does say that God has set in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers. So God set teachers in the church. So we need teachers. We need all the ministry gifts. We can't just say, well, I'm an island unto myself. I don't need anybody, blah, blah, blah. That's the wrong extreme too. But it's also the wrong extreme to just, well, I hadn't been to Bible school. I don't know that much. I'm just kind of dumb anyway. And I just can't understand the Bible. Well, if you'd quit saying you were dumb and quit saying you couldn't understand the Bible, you could. Change your confession. Start saying, praise God, the Spirit of truth guides me into all truth. Every time I read the Bible, I can understand it. The Lord is teaching me. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. That's what you should say. So a tree gathers, learns to gather its own nourishment. So it's always growing, and that makes it sturdy and strong. Boy, a tree is strong. It's strong. Even little trees can be strong. You go out and run into them as hard as you can, and you're not going to knock them over. Are you? Unless it's a little bitty tree, you're not. You give that tree a little few years and it is going to be strong. And it's just going to get stronger and stronger and stronger, and to where it's almost impossible to get rid of that tree. Well, you might cut off the top of it, but you're not going to get rid of the whole thing very easy. Not very easy at all. And I'll tell you what, the devil can't get rid of you very easy either. You're not going to be any pushover for the old devil. Praise God, you're strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, aren't you glad that you're like a tree? I have one more bit of good news to share with you in closing, and that's from Matthew 17. Something else for you to confess, something to add to your faith arsenal. Jesus is speaking and Matthew 7, oh, did I say 17? I meant 7, Matthew 7. And it's verse 17 where we'd like to start reading. Matthew 7, verse 17. Jesus is speaking and said, even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Now listen to this. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit. Now, are trees of righteousness the planting of the Lord? Are those good trees or bad trees? So then, you're a good tree, aren't you? Praise God. Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we're God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. That's just another way of saying you're a good tree. You're His work of art, made with the ability to do good, right? It's all by God's grace, but thank God we've been born again, new creations. You say, wait a minute, I don't believe this. No, I don't believe it. No. I do bad all the time. Well, quit saying that and start saying what Jesus said, and maybe we can see a turnaround in your life. He said in verse 18, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit. If you'll begin to see yourself as a good tree and always bearing good fruit, patience and love and kindness and meekness and reproducing yourself and causing other trees to come into being in your forest, and the whole group of you are just shading and blessing and bearing fruit, and you're seeing yourself as, I'm a good tree, I'm the planting of the Lord, the Lord planted me, I'm God's workmanship, and I bring forth fruit even in the dry season. I just always bring forth fruit, even in old age I bring forth fruit. I'm the tree of the Lord, hallelujah. I'm flourishing like the palm tree and like the cedar in Lebanon. If you begin to see yourself like that and begin to speak like that and to think like that, it'll be that way. Trees. The believer's like a tree. See yourself as a tree. Remember, you're a tree. The Bible tells us that God the Father is a good husbandman. He's a good tree keeper. I trust that you'll go forth from this place inspired and encouraged and drawn near to God so that you'll act like what you are. You'll walk in the light of what God has made you. You'll be thick-skinned to criticism. You'll be quick to bless. Bless everyone. Hallelujah. A tree does. A tree doesn't say, well, what color are you before I bless you? How tall are you? What's your IQ before I bless you? What's your financial statement before I bless you? The tree just stands there with its arms open, ready to bless anybody that comes along. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know, one final word. We don't have to go somewhere to minister. A tree doesn't go anywhere, but it ministers, doesn't it? You don't have to think, well, 5 years from now when my kids get grown, then I can do something. You know, when I get out of this job and get another one, then I can do something. You can minister right where you are. Hallelujah. You don't have to go to Africa. Right where you are, you can be a blessing. There's people around you. There's people that'll come your direction. There's people that'll come to where you are, and you can bless them. You can minister wherever you are. You don't have to jump around. You just need to have your arms open, ready to bless, ready to help, ready to minister.